In these opening moments, as you sit tall and straight, you may feel that your mind is running all over the place, and that's perfectly normal. Your brain is designed to think 1,000 thoughts per blink of the eye. And so as you sit now, make those thoughts perfectly fine. Make it normal and natural for the mind to think. And that you're going to spend a few moments now observing the thoughts that are occurring. So begin by relaxing the muscles around your abdominal area. You may notice that you're inwardly gripping, either your thighs or your belly. And just allow everything now to relax. Become aware of the ground below you. And now take notice of your breath. Is your breath running warm or cool? Fast or slow? Is it flowing from one nostril more than the other? And as you take notice, remember that nothing is right or wrong, just an opportunity to pay attention to this unconscious pattern of breath. For the most part, we breathe without thinking about it. And now we introduce a little bit more awareness. Start to now inhale for a count of four and exhale for a count of four. Inhale through the nose and exhale through the nose. And notice what happens in your mind as you do that. When you control your breath, you control your mind. And when you control your mind, you control your life. This is true at any stage and at any age of life. Start to scan your body from your toes all the way up to the top of your head. And as you come across sensation, use the word release to acknowledge and to let it go. A very simple word, release. You're looking for discomfort, tension, ease or flow, relaxation. You're looking for sensation in the body. Use your breath as your mental eyes, your inner eyes, and scan from the feet all the way up to the top of your toes. And now turn your awareness to the thoughts in your mind. As you come across a thought, and you will, use the word release to acknowledge that thought and to let it go.
your left, light at your right, light above you, light below you, light onto you, light in your silhouette, light above.
Wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes. Extend your legs all the way out in front. Give them a little shake. Make sure that there's circulation running through all the way down to your fingers and toes. You can come back into cross-legged or stay with your legs extended, whatever feels best for you. We begin by tuning in with a mantra. Press your palms together at the center of your chest. Shoulders are relaxed, chin is tucked in slightly. Focusing in between the eyebrows and slightly above. The mantra Ong Namo Gurudev Namo. I bow to the teacher within. I call in my highest consciousness. Take a deep inhale. Through the nose, exhale. Inhale very deeply. Exhale. Inhale and let's tune in. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om Namo Gurudev. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Inhale very deeply, hold the breath. And gently through the nose, exhale. Remaining here in this posture for just a moment, make a mental connection, an emotional connection with your baby. Invite your baby to be part of your practice. To feel his or her pleasure along the way. And know that as you breathe, your baby breathes with you. Slowly, gently, relax your hands all the way down. And we'll begin with butterfly. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Grab onto the top of your toes and start to move your knees up and down like the wings of a butterfly. Keeping your eyes closed, focusing in between the eyebrows and slightly above. Giving yourself this opportunity to relax and to be here completely. Relaxing the inner thigh muscles, creating a little bit more movement in the hip joint. Take a deep inhale, hold steady here. Relax your thighs, keeping your hands where they are. Inhale, push the spine forward. Leading with the chest, looking up slightly. And as you exhale, round the spine, look towards the feet. Inhale, looking all the way up, push the chest forward, open the heart, and then exhale, round the spine, look towards your toes. Do your best to do this with your eyes closed. Just allow your body to move with your breath. Please observe your own limitations. If something doesn't feel good or is not the right posture for you today, please make sure that you ease off. Sit quietly, imagine yourself doing it perfectly and gain the same benefit. Good, so as you inhale, open, look up, push the chest all the way forward. And as you exhale, round the spine, push your back towards the back behind you. Curl all of the vertebrae, 26 vertebrae moving here. This is very good for your nervous system. Take a deep inhale and look up. Push your chest out, look up. And exhale, release, relax. Extend your legs all the way out in front, give them a little shake. Point and flex your toes, point and flex. Turn your ankles in circles. And then go in the opposite direction. Now bring your feet forward and turn your toes in opposite directions. We're actually calibrating the brain here. As you move opposite sides of your body, both sides of your brain get involved, and then switch. Good. One goes clockwise, one goes counterclockwise. Excellent. Bring your feet back to center. Plant your right hand down by your side, left arm all the way up and over. And then release, coming onto the opposite side. Plant your left hand down, bring your right arm all the way up and over your head. You're moving gracefully from side to side. Use your breath as you go, inhaling as you reach and stretch, and exhaling as you place your hand back down. You start to relax the nervous system here. All day as we respond to email and text and driving and everything else in our lives, we move into this place of fight or flight. The nervous system is all revved up. And now as we relax and move in this way, we move into a place of rest and digest. Good for you, good for baby, and good for all the people in your life that you're relaxed. Take a deep inhale and then relax your hands down. Take a moment here. Just let everything settle back in. And then bring yourself back into a cross-legged position. Hands are on the knees. Sufi grinds. Inhale as you circle all the way forward. Exhale as you roll all the way to the back. Really push down on your knees so that you can open the hips. This is good for digestion. Consider this as a moving meditation. Your eyes closed, allow all of the energy to stay inward. Focus this awareness on your baby.
Thank you.
Take a deep inhale, come to center. And then go in the opposite direction, the same exercise, opposite direction. Nice work, everyone. Take a deep inhale, come to center. And for a moment here, just sit quietly. Notice what's happening in your body. Notice your breath. And now let's move on. We're using a few exercises now to transition into a standing position. We'll begin with tabletop. So come onto your knees and onto your heels. If your knees are sensitive, then double the mat so that you have a little bit more padding. Keep your shoulders over your hands and create a wide distance on your palms so your fingers are wide apart. From here, we're going to be moving from side to side. We're stretching the side body. So as you do this, bring your left hip towards your left shoulder and then slightly look back. So you're shortening the distance between the hip and the shoulder. So you're moving from side to side as if a snake, moving from side to side. So your hips go in the same direction as your shoulders, shortening the distance between your shoulder and your hip. Your head goes back just a little bit. You're not trying to look back behind you, just moving gently in that direction. Bring your belly button towards the spine, so you want to keep your abdominal area firm. Good, take a deep inhale, hold steady here. And now make a smooth movement between your shoulders and your hips. So it's cat and cow in a very slow way. Inhaling as you look up towards the ceiling, and exhaling, rounding the spine, looking towards the knees. Keeping your eyes closed, let all of that energy stay inward. Take a deep inhale, hold steady here, come back to your tabletop position. And then from here, sit back onto your heels. We're going to transition now into a standing posture. So coming up onto your heels, turn your toes over, put a little bit of weight into your toes. So you're curling the toes behind you. Curl your toes behind you, put a little bit of weight into the soles of your feet. Inhale, come up a little bit. And then exhale, sit back, curl your toes. And then one more time, lift off of your toes, back onto your knees, and then step forward with your right foot. Step forward with your left. Standing with your feet more than hip-width apart, interlace your fingers, bringing this mudra's hand position on top of your head. Inhale here, and then exhale. Sit back as far as you can, go as low as you can, inhaling as you come up. And exhaling as you sit back. feel like you can get down a little bit further and your body is resisting, expand your stance a little bit. Step your feet a little wider apart. See if that helps. There you go. Nice. We're recording this session live at Yoga Vision Studio. This is a prenatal Kundalini yoga class. My name is Salima, broadcasting live from the studio. You've been listening to Narinjankar, Narayan, and now Chatur Chakravarti. Last few rounds. Building strength in the lower body. It's giving a little challenge, a safe challenge to the heart. Good. Take a deep inhale. Come all the way up to standing. Leave your hands on top of your head for a moment or two. Get your balance back. Feel your heart. And then slowly, gently relax your hands down by your sides. Keeping your eyes closed, and again, holding the energy in. We're moving on now to our Kriya, a set of four exercises that will help to create synergy and energy within the body. We're using a mantra for the exercises. The mantra is Wahe Guru. Please repeat. Wahe Guru. Wahe Guru. Last time. Wahe Guru. Wahe meaning a feeling of ecstasy and guru being a teacher. So the merger of the finite and the infinite. It's us talking to God. So from here, put your hands on your back as if you were putting your hands in your back pockets, if you were wearing jeans. And then look back slightly. Open the heart, open your chest. Turn your head to the left and chant Wahe.
Wahe.
Turn your head to the right, Guru.
Guru.
And continue now. Wahe Guru. 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 Last round. Wahe Guru. Inhale deeply. Come back to center. Keep your spine straight. Keep your hands relaxed now down by your sides. We're working on the pineal, pituitary, and thyroid glands. These are all the regulating glands in the body. Very good to have a little tone up here and a tune up here for baby. All of these glands secrete all of the hormones that you'll be needing along the way to help your body expand and relax to accommodate your growing baby. Keep your feet where they are and extend your arms now all the way up. Fingers are wide apart and arms are at a V-shaped position. Good, so go up as high as you can. And from here, Wahe with flat feet. And as you chant Guru, come up onto your toes. Ready? Let's go. Wahe, up on your toes. Guru. Good. Continue. Wahe, Guru. Wahe, Guru. Wahe, Guru. Wahe, Guru. Wahe, Guru. Wahe, Guru. Wahe 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 Guru.
Last one.
Wahe Guru.
Relax, relax your hands all the way down. Keep your eyes closed now. Hold the energy in. Make your way gracefully down onto your mat, onto your knees and onto your heels. Separate your knees quite a bit so there's room for a baby. And then double up on your mat if you need a little bit more cushioning. So we're sitting back into rock pose. Keep your feet relaxed at the back. You can double up on your mat. And from here, place your hands just in front of your knees. We'll use the mantra again, Wahe, as you keep your spine straight. And as you chant Guru, bring your forehead down to the ground best you can. Wahe Guru. Wahe Guru. Wahe Guru. Good. Keep your eyes closed.
Wahe Guru. Wahe Guru. Wahe Guru. Wahe Guru. Wahe Guru. Wahe Guru.
Go at your own pace.
Wahe Guru. 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 Wahe Guru.
Last round.
Wahe Guru.
Good. Bring yourself all the way up to a seated position. Extend your legs into a cross-legged position. Give them a little shake if you need to. Nicely done, everyone. Extend your legs out, give them a little shake, and then come back to cross-legged. We'll do a few minutes now of a different mantra. Again, helping to coordinate all the micro glands in the body. Bring your hands into Gyan Mudra, first finger and thumb touching. And here, in a whisper, the mantra is Sa, Ta, Na, Ma. Four sounds, meaning universe, life, death, rebirth. So this is a cycle of creation, an opportunity to move into a sound vibration in a more focused way. Bring your first finger and thumb to touch. Keep your eyes closed. Focus in between the eyebrows and slightly above. And from here, we're whispering Sa, Ta, Na, Ma. Please join me. Sa, Ta, Na, Ma. Sa, Ta, Na, Ma. Sa, ta na ma sa 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 ta na ma
sa ta na ma sa ta
na ma sa ta na ma
sa
ta na ma sa ta na ma sa ta na ma sa ta na ma. Now a little louder. Sa ta na ma 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 sa ta na ma
sa ta
na ma
sa ta na ma
sa ta na ma sa ta na ma sa ta
na ma
sa ta na ma sa ta na ma sa ta na ma sa ta na ma sa ta na ma sa ta na ma
sa ta na ma
sa ta na ma sa ta na ma sa ta na ma sa ta na ma
sa ta na
ma. Last round.
Sa ta na ma.
Inhale deeply. Slowly, gently exhale. Moving now into our final part of today's Kriya. We'll keep that same mantra, Sa Ta Na Ma, this time adding a spinal flex. So come back into rock pose, on your knees and on your heels. If you find this posture uncomfortable and not quite right for your body, you can maintain the cross-legged position, but do your best here. Bring your hands onto your thighs. Focusing in between the eyebrows and slightly above. Here, using the mantra
in a four-part movement as well. Sa, as you put your push your chest forward. Ta, as you roll all the way to the back. Na, coming forward. Ma, all the way to the back. This is a whisper. Sa, ta, na, ma. 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 Sa, last round. Inhale deeply and exhale completely. Meditate now for a few moments, allowing the energy to flow. Keep your body still and relaxed. Gently releasing out of the posture, and then bring yourself against the bolster behind you. Extend the legs out in front. And as you relax onto the bolster, bring your hands onto your baby. Relaxing together here. Gently bring your awareness back into the room. It's all right, the angels have descended. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. Bring your hands together, rub, rub, rub. Place a little bit of heat in between your hands, rub a little faster. And then bring your warm hands over your closed eyes. Bring a healing energy into your optic nerve. Bring your fingertips to your forehead and in circles, lightly massage your forehead. Lightly massage down the sides of your face, again in circles. Massage your chin. Massage your nose and your nostrils. Cross your fingers over your cheekbones and then press firmly into your earlobes from the very top of your ears with your fingertips and then massage all the way down your earlobes. And then float your hands away from your face. Good. Come back to a tall, straight spine. Cross-legged or legs extended, whichever works best. And we come into our final meditation for blessings. So bring your hands together in the form of a cup, here at the level of your heart. And imagine all the blessings of the universe flowing directly into your hands. And with your eyes closed, complete this sentence over and over and over again in your mind. I bless myself with. And silently finish that sentence and allow yourself to receive the benefit of this experience. Take a deep inhale. Press your palms together. Seal in the blessings. Feel yourself worthy and deserving. Blessed. We close our practice with the long time sun, followed by a long sat, short nam. Sitting with a tall, straight spine, shoulders are relaxed, chin is tucked in slightly. Take a deep inhale. May the long time sun shine upon you. All love surrounds you. And the pure light within you guide your way on. Guide your way on. Guide your way on. Inhale deeply, long sat, short nam. Sat Nam. Bring your fingertips to your forehead, bowing in reverence to you as a mother, to your baby, and to the generations of women who come before you and after you. And to each other, sat nam. All right, lots of love to all of you listening out there in podcast land as well. See you next time.